Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jaden Nelson, we have a source that tells us that you know Drake. The Drake, Steffen.
Ja. Vet du hvem Drake er? Det lurer jeg på.
Ja. Yeah. Starter med... This is correct? You know him?
Well, yeah, acquaintance, yeah. I can say that, yeah.
Yeah. How? Why?
He throws parties at his house, so I've been there a couple of times.
You've been there a couple of times to his house?
Yeah.
Because he throws parties. Yeah. Is everybody invited to these parties?
No.
So again, I have to repeat myself. How and why? Why
just,
you?
It just happens. I don't know. Like, I have a teammate as well that knows him. So, we go. And I know a couple of his friends as well, so.
What do you have to do to be invited to party at Drake's house?
Just be cool.
That's a great answer. Just be cool. But I'm guessing being in Toronto, you kind of come across a few celebrities now and then.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, a couple.
Yeah. Is it mostly rappers or athletes?
Athletes, especially when the NBA games, when they come, you'll see them.
Yeah, we need a few names.
LeBron, he's been in Toronto as well.
You met LeBron?
Not met him, but like in the same area. John Morant, Tory Lanez, Future. He's a Jamaican artist, Popcorn. Yeah. He's been there, so a couple. But
is it because you are a big football player, well-known football player that you and Drake are hanging out?
I'll say that humbly. So in Toronto,
humble beast.
Yeah.
We'll come back to the humble beast. Yeah. We'll ask him about that as well. Og så var det her rota jeg med tagning 1, så det tagning 2.
Ja.
Og det går på at
det var forventet.
Ja, og så var det litt med at jeg må bare innrømme at Drake var litt kjekkere I løken når det gjelder Drake nå enn jeg var på tagning 1, kan du si?
Ja, we have to admit he's saying that he now pretends to know Drake.
Yeah.
We know. we that were here for the first take. Yeah. We know how well you don't know.
But
Drake,
but he's big.
I reckon he's top 10 celebrity in the world.
I'll
right
say
now.
Top one.
Okay, and is he hanging out with the Rosenborg's new player? That's good stuff. Men Steffen,
best friends.
For 2 uker siden var Santi I Venen her. Han kjenner ikke Drake, da. Han kjenner jo Jukka Savalainen.
Sampa Lionen.
Ja, han leverte han, men det engelsk greia. Altså, jeg får litt feedback på det, og vi har jo, ifølge feedbacken, så har vi jo Hojones. Vet du hva det betyr? Kojones, som Baller. Faktisk kjører på med en ny runde engelsk.
Ja, engelsk skal jo være et ganske greit språk å forstå. Man har gått 10 år I grunnskole I hvert fall.
Ja,
Och det har du.
Och nu har jag bytt ut ja, jag till och med engelsk fördjupning på videregående. Nu har jag bytt ut Petter med dig och han menar ju själv att han är mindre räva än mig I engelsk. Jag är oenig med Petter, ja. Men och sån är engelska din.
Det är bättre än både dig och Petter, det tror jag. Tör att hävda med ganska stor
säkerhet. At the end of this podcast, mm-hmm. can you please tell us how good is Stefan's English is?
Okay, yeah, I'll read both of your
yeah. English. 1 to 10.
Yeah, 1 to 10.
But Jason, who in the dressing room in Rosenborg has the best English?
Best you cannot English. Say Sam Rogers.
No, you cannot
can.
Say
Sam. I can't. No.
That's way too easy.
I'll say Edward.
Okay.
Yeah.
He lived in Liverpool.
Yeah.
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 So that's
does
that's
he talk like British, like Liverpool?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So that's a given. And you're signed for 4 years. Do you have any ambitions to try to learn some Norwegian?
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Yeah. It'll benefit me, so of course I'll try.
Do you know anything now?
No. No.
Wanted to try.
Så det slik at vi sitter her med Jaden og så Nelson spesialpodcast fra Marbella. Det jo slik at mulig jeg dårlig engelsk, men fotballtrenere hører jo litt på feltet.
Ja.
Hva var det Frigård sa I går? You have to smell the space behind. Do you understand
Did you hear? Geir said that?
Yeah. I seen today.
You have to smell the space behind.
Yeah.
Do you understand what he meant with that?
Yeah, I heard the quote say it before, so it was a little bit funny.
Yeah. But does it make sense, like in...
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Du måste lukta bakrummet. Det han, you have to smell the space behind.
Vi ska se till direkt allt.
But it's funny when you translate it to English.
Yeah. It's like really directly translated from Norwegian.
It's funny, you know.
Vi ska se till direkt allt. Remember Kjetil when in Norway he when after in the breaks the place we're gonna go for drink. He say go and drink.
Go and drink. Yeah.
Because that's in Norwegian. You say go og drikk.
Yeah.
So we just directly translates everything. Yeah. Go and drink.
Go and drink. Ok, litt mindre snakk om Rosenborg generelt da. Vi sitter her med Rosenborgs kliss nye 20-åring men det mye å ta tak I da med Rosenborg uke her og Steffen, både peng, spillertropp og avstand opp til Molde og Glimt tallene jo røde, så det jo vi må jo få Berdal med snart og få til å forklare disse røde tallene
Ja, det skriver jo mye om I disse dager om de røde tall og hva som bakgrunnen for det og vi skal selvfølgelig jobbe mer med det fram mot årsmøtet, men jeg tenker at I dag det vel det her som the main man og en mann vi mange har lyst til å bli kjent med.
Og på dagens trening, altså på tirsdags treninga, så ramler det av spillere en etter en, som gjør at onsdagens treningskamp da, mot Stabæk, den første hvor da Rekdal skulle toppe det her laget, kanskje ikke blir så toppet som Rekdal ønsker seg.
Stefano Vecchia gikk av.
Overtråkk,
men vi tenker vel at han blir å spille likevel, I hvert fall det som planen, signalet. Og så det Ole Sæter som fortsatt ikke har kommet til Spania skal komme på onsdag på kampdag da, men har vist logget om ikke døvsjuk så I hvert fall ordentlig sjuk på Ole Sæter så han kommer ikke til å spille så det blir vel fort at vi får se Rasmus Vincent Paul da
ja.
På topp og Jaden you're not gonna play tomorrow
no
is that okay for you or how does it feel
well yeah it's okay I'll be more disappointed if it was for like a cup game or You know, but it's exhibition, so I'll be there for Sunday. So,
but why won't you play?
Just jet lag and things like that. They want to ease me in, so you know, I trust the coaches and whatnot.
Yeah.
Og så lista jo der Augustinsson ute leng Holse med fotballsko på beina I dag på tirsdag for første gang I 2023 jogga litt rundt der med fysio Skarsheim nærmer seg han nærmer på annenhver fotballøkt nå så du setter syk vekk tråkket over og så vi krysser fingrene da, for at Jesper Sunde Reitan Sunde han forlot jo feltet ung gutten med en stor ispose rundt kne det ikke artig når det 16 år ut
hva var det du kalte Jesper Nei, Reitan Sunde på trykket
da? Kalten, jeg trodde han var kanskje at det har noe med Vegard Alstad Sunde kokken Sunde jeg skrev Alstad men
Jesper Alstad Sunde
men kokken Sunde var god spiller
ja da
så vet vi at Jesper barnebarnet til Harald så den grei
ja den grei
but Jaden your first week with training how is your impression so far
it's been amazing it's something that I've been looking forward to and the first week been good teammates as well as young group they all helped me transition so it's been good so far
and we have some questions from our listeners as well we'll take it during the podcast and one of the questions was about the quality of the training perhaps it's too early for you to compare with Toronto, but what can you say about the quality so far?
I'll say it's more intense during training, like more tackles and things like that, where it will take a bit to adjust, but other than that, it's a good level.
Sørtjern slo Luke på på Allen Reitan på firkant I dag. Det bra start for Jaden.
Did you nutmeg Allen Reitan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was just as common as going to a party at Drake's house.
Alan was so angry, so he almost got injured because he had 7-8 seconds where it was totally mayhem in his head after the nutmeg. Men du har vært der, jeg kom jo I går, du har vært der på de første treningene, Steffen. Hva dommen?
Det jo mye av det vi har sett på trening gjennom hele vinteren. Det høy intensitet, det bra trykk, det ja. Spillerne godt sliten for å si sånn etter trening, og så har vi ikke fått sett så veldig mye av lag og sånne ting, men det har vi fått sett litt I dag da, nå mot, inn mot kamp, og vi ser jo at allerede nå så begynner man å trene inn mot, mot vikingkampen.
Ja.
Erlend Reitan jo som kjent suspendert med etter to gule kort, så det stopper trioen, det Ulrik Yttergaard, det Sam Rogers og det Markus Henriksen. Så det jo litt interessant å se. Vi ser Morten Bjørlo inn I laget I dag. Tobias Børke spiller sentralt. Og Stefano Vecchia spiller på topp sammen med Ole Sæter, tipper vi når alt det klart. Men vi har i hvert fall fått se liksom, de første signalene på hvem Kjetil tenker med. Tagset foran Pereira, selv om han har vært syk. Ja. Det interessant.
I hvert fall det et tegn.
Det et tegn på et eller annet, tenker jeg. Så det interessant å se. Hva,
så synes jeg også, før vi går rett over på engelsk her igjen, at nå skal jo Hansen stå I morgen, men så skal Tangvik stå på søndagen, så om den keeperkampen reell eller ikke, det veldig vanskelig å si, men det i hvert fall ikke hogget I stein enda. Når Tangvik får sjansen, så får du sjansen av en grunn, tenker jeg da.
Mm. Absolutt.
Men altså tilbake til, til Jaden. Altså, 6 days ago, you signed for Rosenborg. First of all, tell us about the physical journey of the. When did you leave Toronto? When did you arrive here? How many flights and how many changes?
Yeah, I left the 6th of February, and yeah, I traveled here. I only stayed a day in Trondheim, so and then we went to Spain or here now. So a lot of jet lag thus far. So yeah, we've been managing training and whatnot, so I don't get injured and whatnot. So it's been good so far.
But I heard the flight to Trondheim was delayed also for a few hours.
Yeah, it was.
So there's 14, 15, 16 hours in the flight or?
Yeah, I was stuck in London for a bit, so
yeah,
wasn't too bad, but I was stuck in London for a bit, so that made it a bit more tough, but I'm here now.
Do you have any celebrity friends in London?
No, actually, no, I don't, no.
And we stalked you that those days because for us it was important to write about this, and I remember he put something on his Instagram at some hour the traveling day.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out when your flight was leaving.
Yeah,
just to get the first picture of you, and then I saw you posted something on Instagram. So we started like, oh, he posted then.
Yeah,
maybe he flies.
Yeah,
and then he flies. Oh,
and you probably were in London then when you posted.
Yeah,
that I think so.
Probably.
But how did this Rosenborg thing happen? Can you tell us about that? When did it start to hear rumors? And
well, I knew there was interest a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When I started to do my research and whatnot, there's other teams as well in the mix. But this summer window, it sparked again. And then I realized that it could actually happen. So.
So Rosenborg, you heard about the interest from Rosenborg in the summer window last summer?
Yes.
What do you think then? Because it has been written that you also were a Belgian club also wanted you. We have heard it was Westerlo, the club. But what do you think? Because you played for Toronto out the season there.
Yeah. It was a decision I had to make as well. There was more clubs as well, but I knew that Rosenborg, I like what they had planned for me, so it was kind of a no-brainer to come here.
When did you first talk with some from Rosenborg? Was it Mikke? Was it Kjetil?
It was Mikkel. Yeah.
When was that?
I'd say a week before the transfer, we spoke and we had a video call and what was going to happen and where they'd like me to play and everything, all the details. And then that's when I felt like Rosenborg would be a good spot for me.
But
yeah, because Toronto is a big club,
yeah,
with big players like Insigne, Bernadeschi.
Yeah.
Why is it that you want to move all across the world, basically,
yeah,
to play for in a Norwegian club? Yeah. Why is it so important for you as a Canadian player to come to Europe?
For me, it's all about development. And yeah, Toronto, it's amazing in terms of the big players that come in within the league, not even just Toronto. But for me, it's development. So one day I could be that big player coming back to Toronto playing there. So I felt like Rosenberg is a perfect place for me to help me do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so you say it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But if our statistics, if you have read them good enough, you played quite regularly for Toronto in the MLS. Yeah. That's quite a good level, isn't it? You can tell, perhaps tell.
Yeah, good level. Good level, yeah.
And then still you want to come to the Norwegian league. Yeah. Not, I think can be comparable perhaps in quality. I don't know, Stefan.
There's a lot of Norwegian players that want to go to the MLS.
Yeah.
Maybe because the money is better. Yeah. Can be for at least foreign players. But have you like been comparing the levels on the leagues or?
Not much. Just more. It's more individual thought process for it, really. But I feel like Rosenberg and what I've seen now from the changings, it's a good level and a high level. So it'll just make me a better player. So that's why I chose.
Mm. And like you said, there were other clubs. Can you name drop some for us?
I won't name drop, but there's a couple of teams in France and in Germany that had a lot of interest.
Oh, I think France now, huh? Warm weather.
Yeah.
Don't talk in Trondheim.
Trondheim is beautiful. Of course.
I think we take us time to take it from the beginning because it's not every day that a 20-year-old Canadian signs for Rosenborg. First of all, who are you, Jaden?
Jaden. a happy guy, nice guy. From Toronto as well, Canadian Jamaican descent. So I like to dance. I like food.
Are you because I read that you're born and raised in Brampton.
Yeah, Brampton.
That's a city. 40
it's like minutes. It's like 20, 30 minutes outside of Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was it to grow up there?
It was good. A lot of guys are professionals that you may know now. Are from there on the Canadian national team, so it's a big pool of talent there in terms of football players.
Yeah.
You told me when we spoke earlier someday here that you were an underprivileged child.
Yeah.
You grew up quite poor.
Yeah.
Is that like common for the area? Is
it? No, I wouldn't say common for the area, but for my area a bit.
Yeah.
So all praise to my mom so to help me get here and all the sacrifices she had to go through to
Tell us about your growing up.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It could have been worse. It could have been worse, but thankful to my mom, like I said, she always provided food or clothes, shoes or whatnot. Or football boots when I got older, but when I was younger they were a bit small, but that's what I can remember from now. So
Stefan has also talked to you about this before, but it is Copeland Public School thing.
Yes,
you went there to elementary school,
and
if we have seen on social medias that you are still donating money to that school.
Yeah,
and that has something to do about your own upgrowing.
Yeah,
like you say, underprivileged.
Yeah,
why do you do this?
Like I said, like growing up. Sometimes there wouldn't be snacks at lunchtime, you know. So being who I am now, I'm able to provide and give back to the community, especially to a school that I've been to already. So it's something that means a lot to me, and for me it's bigger than football.
Because I've seen some pictures of when you visited the school.
Yeah.
Big signs with go Jaden, and you're the big hero there.
Yeah, I'll say that. It's a home for me, so whatever I could do to help, it's easy for me.
Yeah. What does it mean for you? Because going to that school, having the growing up as you did, and now coming back and let's say you have made it,
yeah,
playing for Toronto, now playing in Europe. What's that like for you?
I wouldn't say I made it yet.
No, no.
But for me,
it's, you kind of made it.
Yeah, for me, it's something that I dreamt of, and now that I'm actually doing it, and on top of that, I can help people as well. It means a lot to me, and especially to my family as well. So, me being able to help my family, friends, and my community, it's big for me.
Yeah. It looked like a pretty big school. Was it 400 or 500 students, or
more than that? Yeah,
okay.
More than that. Yeah.
Is that a normal size?
Yeah,
school?
Yeah. There's big schools in North America.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess.
But why are you playing? You say soccer in Toronto?
Yeah,
as well?
Soccer. Yeah.
Because in Norway you don't say soccer.
Yeah, football. For me, it's football.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So we cannot get lost in translation.
Yeah.
I use football.
Yeah.
And that's about.
Have you played American football?
At school, but like.
Yeah.
At recess, so nothing serious or school team or anything.
You could be like a good runner.
Is yeah, that running back.
Running back.
Yeah,
it's fast. We can come back to that. But like we said, Brampton, half an hour outside Toronto, and you said many football talented players.
Yeah,
so it's a big football place.
Yeah,
and football.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you start playing, and why did you choose football?
I started playing around 4, and I chose football or. Because of my grandpa,
your grandpa.
Yeah, he had a love for the game, and he put it into me basically. So, for all I know, that I always been kicking a ball. So,
has there been any other sports, or just has it always been football?
Not really. And in school, I played basketball.
Oh.
Like grade 5. I don't know what you guys call it down here, but around there, growing up, I played a little bit of basketball in school. Nothing serious. I still have soccer after school and whatnot. So. Yeah, it's always been football.
Yeah, because you have the Maple Leafs in Toronto.
Yeah.
You have the Raptors.
Yeah.
And you had the Blue Jays. I didn't know about the Blue Jays, but that is baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, baseball.
So you have the Toronto FC. So you have good teams, professional teams in 4 of the biggest sports in America. But it was no chance in hell that you choose ice hockey for instance.
No, no chance. I never. Honestly, to this day, I never played hockey in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how big is Toronto FC compared to like the other like Maple Leafs and Raptors?
They're up there.
Yeah?
Toronto FC is a big club, especially having guys like Michael Bradley, Bernardeschi, Insigne, even Sebastian Giovinco.
Yeah.
All these guys that came to the team, it creates like Jermaine Defoe and all these guys, you know. So
Sigurd Ulstedt.
Yeah.
Signed.
Exactly. You know? So
all the big stars.
Yeah. It's a big team.
Yeah.
It's a big team. Yeah.
I tried to be professional because I'm over 40 years old now. But if Jermaine Defoe had come to my training ground, I'd be a bit starstruck.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a big hero for you, huh?
I'm a big Tottenham supporter.
Tottenham, I'm Arsenal, man.
You're Arsenal.
Oh, happy days then.
Yeah, happy days, man.
Yeah, because we got a question about that as well from a listener. I think it was Ivan. What's your favorite club? Because we talk about Rosenborg, but when we just are into it. Your dream is to play in one of the biggest three leagues in the Europe, England, Italy, or France, or Germany, or something. But Arsenal is your favorite club.
Yeah, Arsenal. That was the question. Yeah.
So the ultimate goal for you is to play at Arsenal.
Arsenal, or I like Barcelona as well because of Ronaldinho, and it's such a great team in the way how they play football as well. So Arsenal or Barcelona.
Why Arsenal though?
It's just my favorite team.
Yeah.
I like how they play. Especially how good they're doing now.
It's
just even more.
Were there like any players that made you become an Arsenal fan?
Are you asking because of Martin Ødegaard? I love him.
Who?
I love him. Martin Ødegaard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great player. Big player for Arsenal as well.
Yeah.
So,
he's big in Norway. So
but magic.
But when you're finding out that you are quite good at football and you are thinking I'll play more, is there an academy in Toronto? I know there is, but from what age and when did you leave the hometown to move to Toronto to play football?
I was from academy. I always played from 4 to there's like house league, so nothing like recreational. I played there for probably like 2 years, 3 years. And then after that, I moved to a team called Brampton Blast.
Yeah.
I played there for a couple of years. And then I went to Academy, which is Atletico Toronto. And I've been there since however. And then moved to Toronto FC when I was 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Brampton Blast.
Yeah, Brampton Blast.
Like the lower teams in Norway is not called Blast.
Yeah.
It's Freddy and we need more of those names.
Yeah.
So from your 12 year from your 12 years old, I think you win this, Stefan.
Yeah.
You have been a player for Toronto FC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go all the grades. Up.
Yeah, I've been through everything.
Yeah.
Since I was 12. I think I spent like 6 months with my age group, and then I always played 2 years up. So they helped me develop that way as well. So, and then at a young age, I signed second team and first team. So,
hører jo at det fullstendig kaos I bakgrunnen her, men det var jo ikke det vi startet, Steffen. Det et eller annet noe rydding eller noe sånt. Vi sitter på et Rosenborg sitt hotell I...
Det skal kjøres en sånn stoltog her plutselig, ja. Det får vi bare...
Ja, får bare bære med oss. Men tilbake til Jaden. So you were... quite talented
yeah.
when you played with players 1 or 2 years older all the time
yeah.
so you always been quite kind of skillful
yeah I say so yeah.
humble
yeah.
Yeah. And when we started doing research about you it was especially one thing you're very fast
yeah
how fast are you
I don't know that's a hard question I'll say I'm pretty fast I'll say Alfonso Davis is fast, yeah. but I'd be close to him.
Close to Alfonso Davis.
Yeah.
Have you done like track and field or like 100 meters or?
No, I once yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I won. I never lost a race.
You never lost a race.
No, I've done cross country as well. Never lost. So.
Cross country as well.
Yeah.
So you were skillful there as well.
Yeah. I was
so could have been. It's a world championship in cross country now coming up in Planica in Slovenia. You could have been there as well.
I don't know endurance. I don't know. That's a lot of training, man. But cross country when we're smaller was different, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it cross country skiing?
No.
Running. I think you're
running.
I never understanding each other.
I never skied before. No.
Yeah, but you have Canadian skiers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Devin
yeah.
Kershaw is a good skier. You but have.
If we learn now that you were a good cross country skier, we would take you right to the slopes. Yeah. When you got home, so.
But you talk about running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sorry. Det her helt opp ikke jeg går på lyden. Opp ikke folk får med seg der, for helt tomløst.
Hører du det? Eller?
Jeg hører det godt, ja. Men vet du, vi fortsetter bare. Det en litt eldre dame som drar stolen langs bakken. Løft. Kanskje du kan overbordløft og hjelpe til, Steffen. And you played also for not just for the Toronto FC, but you were so good that you played for a national team as well.
Yeah.
And we have read about the under-17 championships. Tell us a little bit about that. When did you start playing for Canada as well?
Oh, man. Canada. I believe I started around 14. We didn't really have any like tournaments or nothing like that. We had a tournament U15. I played in Florida, and then we moved on to the U17 World Cup qualifiers. I did pretty well there, and then we had the U17 World Cup, and then I moved on very fast and straight into the men's national team. So. Mm.
At one time, you were one of the most, or the most talented players in Canada.
Yeah.
And now you're in Rosenborg.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a good deal for Rosenborg.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
And how close did you come to be a part of the World Cup squad last in December?
Close. Yeah. In terms of not making it, it was just a matter of older guys and how long they've been with the association with. So. But it was amazing to be with like a part of the preparation and in Bahrain with them. So it was fun.
How disappointing was it to be just left out?
It's disappointing, yes, because I was this close.
Yeah.
But it's something that brings more fire to me now because the next World Cup is in North America. So I'm working towards that to be a part of
that. That's a goal for you to be a part of that squad.
Yes.
I also had to ask about because a lot of our listeners are when we talk to Kjetil he says that Jaden he can be up front as a striker he can be a left winger and he can be a box to box midfielder on the left or right side one of those three on the midfield what do you think yourself
I agree
you agree
yeah I agree I don't know what my best position is as of now, because last year or last season was a lot of transitioning from winger to midfielder, box to box. So, and I started to like the midfielder role. So I don't know which position is the best, but for me, I like to be an inverted winger. So I'll say as a 10, really.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite.
Because there's an opportunity that you can play like 3-4-3.
Yeah.
And you could be like one of the in the top three.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have like Ole Sæther, he's a tall, strong striker.
Yeah.
So that's like sounds like a good position.
Yeah, that sounds like something like I would be in for. So
yeah, but in the 3-5-2, then like there's no natural wingers. There's wing backs, but
yeah.
Where do you see yourself?
I'll probably be inside or one of the strikers, like you said. So I'm able to adapt anywhere the coach wants you to play. I'll play.
Yeah.
And the rumors are telling us that we have talked about your speed, your pace, you're fast, but you're also good technique, and you are, like you said, good cross-country runner. So it's quite a good package there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that as well, yeah.
What's your ambitions with the Rosenborg for this season then?
To win. To win trophies. Just be able to develop as well. So be able to win and be at the top, what I've read from Rosenborg, where they're always at the top in Champions League, Europa League. So being there again, so that's my goal.
Yeah, but do you have any personal ambitions? Also, I want to play 20 games. I want to play regularly. Yeah. I want to score.
Yeah, I
want to
play. I want to play all the games.
Yeah,
yeah. So I want to play all the games.
Of course, you have to play, not to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
And then we come to this humble beast, Stefan.
Yeah.
You just have one more footballing question, because your record doesn't like tell the tale of a goal machine.
Yeah.
Put it mildly.
Yeah.
Are you? Is that does that lie anything, or are you, is that, as that your like?
For me, growing up, I scored a lot of goals.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me at the MLS to transition my attacks to goals.
Yeah.
But I feel like here it'll be easier for me, and I feel like the coaches will help me more to work towards that, and I feel like it'll be a good thing here, and it'll be fun. So.
So if you play 30 games, we'll say 10 goals.
Yeah, 10 goals, 7 goals, a lot of assists.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
it's nice to know what we can expect from you, because now we know.
Yeah.
but this humble beast. This was.
We talked a bit about it.
Yeah.
When we left for the training camp.
Yeah.
And I like it. Humble beast.
Yeah, and we also tried to translate it in the first article we wrote after Jaden came.
What is it in Norwegian?
Ydmyk beist. Ydmyk
beist. Yeah, we had like ydmyk, that's humble.
Yeah.
And beast, like directly translated, it's beist.
Yeah.
But we went with vildyr, which is more like wild animal.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
A humble wild animal.
Yeah. You can say that, yeah.
But do you call yourself this one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even have it tattooed here.
You have a tattoo,
huh?
Oh, yeah, here.
Yeah, and then you have to explain to us, why do you call yourself the humble beast?
First of all, one of my favorite rappers, it's something that he says a lot. And for me, it resonated to me, because you can be humble and at the same time, like, you don't want to mess with the person, or, you know, so that translates on the pitch. Like, I'm humble off the pitch, but, like, on the pitch, like, I have no friends or anything. I just want to win, and I'm very competitive. And I feel like that's where the beast comes out of.
Once you step over that line, change your personality.
Yeah, exactly.
and you just showed us one of your tattoos.
Yeah.
I've seen that you have some tattoos.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just...
it's very easy for me to end all sentences with why.
Yeah.
And just leave it to you.
I like them, and I like to put stuff that are meaningful to me, you know, so.
What other meaningful tattoos do you
have? Well, this angel here is me, and then after he has humble beast on it, and then after I have a dove that represents things in my family, rose, cross. I'm religious as well, Christian, so, and there'll be more to come as well, but over the time that, you know.
Because we saw Edvard Tagseth with a new tattoo today, so it's...
He just has his... 2001, the year he was born.
Yeah.
On his stomach.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should remember that.
You should remember that one.
You don't have to print it on your body.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but you're a religious man.
Yeah.
Yeah. How so? How does it?
Growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Growing up, just going to church a lot. obviously football came into play as well, so I didn't get to spend as much time, but I still pray every day and, yeah. and things like that. So
how does it affect your day, like being a religious man?
Just to do good, just yeah. do good. That's it for me. My mom is very religious now, baptized as well. So in my family, it's a big thing. Yeah.
If you go to Jaden's Instagram account, you can see these pictures when he walk in big stadiums, and it looks like
you look like a superstar. Yeah. I know Instagram is not reality, but yeah. I guess you are a superstar yeah. now playing for Rosenborg. But in some of the pictures, you look like yeah. a big superstar, huh? Yeah. Are you interested in like clothes and
yeah,
music?
Yeah, I'm interested in fashion, and yeah. I'm excited to see what's going on in China. I'm
sure. Oh, you will be disappointed.
Don't talk to Trondheim. This is the second time you're talking.
But compared to Toronto, I think the fashion market is.
How many people live in Toronto?
8-7 million.
Yeah, so yeah. it's bigger than Norway as well. We started this podcast asking about Drake, mm-hmm. but for me as a footballer, then.
Yeah.
I'm more familiar with Insigne, with Gianco, Giovinco, the players you played with.
Yeah.
We saw in $14 million. Was that the wage for Insigne?
No, I think it was more. Was it like he earned like $100 million first? Nah, maybe not. It's like he earns an absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
I guess the foreigners in, like the big stars that comes to the MLS,
yeah.
has a is on another pay level than maybe like the local players. Or is
it depends.
It depends.
Depends. Yeah. It depends what club as well. What?
But this Insigne guy, he yeah. won the European Championship
yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
What is it to play with those stars?
Yeah, it's crazy because like Insigne, I used to play FIFA.
Yeah.
With him, you know, Bernadeschi, you know, so it's something that's cool. At the same time, you get to learn a lot from the biggest players in the world.
What can you learn from a guy like Insigne?
Yeah. At the time, he was playing the same position as me.
Yeah.
So everything that he did after training, the free kicks, everything, the technique, I watched closely to take it and try to put some stuff into my game.
So everything we're going to see at Atletico is like directly copied from Valencia Insigne.
Copy-paste.
Yeah,
yeah. We are closing, getting close to finish the podcast, but Aulstad, he husker etternavnet hans, som han har spurt om dette før, men yeah, Toronto, like you said, quite big football city.
Yeah.
How big are you in Toronto then? Can you walk in the streets on your own, or do you have to write autographs, or how is that?
Yeah, I can walk in the streets on my own. But yeah, I have to sign a couple autographs, take a couple pictures and whatnot, which comes with the life. So, no.
So there's Canadian superstars. You have Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And then Jaden Nelson, like.
No.
Just right under there.
No.
First place, Bieber. Quite second. last one. You are in Norway. Vetle has a question for you. In Norway, play on artificial turf. Yeah. A lot of games. You have to get used to that, or are you already used to that?
Well, growing up, we played on a lot of artificial grass. So, I don't think it will be that much of a change, but I'll be used to it. Yeah.
And we won't see Jaden tomorrow, but on Sunday against Sandefjord, we'll probably see you playing for Rosenborg first time.
Hopefully, yeah.
Because you're not, no injuries,
no.
You're training regularly, and you're just, the jet lag is almost getting over. Yeah.
Are you getting used to it, the new time zone?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am. I'm almost European.
How is it to keep in touch with your family and being so far away?
It's hard. It's hard, but... They've been helping as well, waking up a bit earlier, you know, to speak to me and whatnot, especially my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a change.
Yeah,
but
because...
He has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's the information.
Yeah, of course. And we always ask new players that.
Yeah.
And me and Stefan are getting older and older.
Yeah.
So the question is, what should I say? Less and less pleasant to ask for us. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Because you're old?
Yeah, what's my? I have no business in asking a
20-year-old guy asking a 20-year-old guy if he has a girlfriend. Yeah.
But you have, but you have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's back in Canada.
Yeah, she's gonna come over hopefully. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So so when you get getting settled, she'll come over.
Yeah.
She an athlete as well?
No. Not an athlete. No. She likes to go to the gym, so maybe, potentially, hopefully.
Okay, Jaden, thank you so much for your time. Stefan, give us the rating. You'll get the grading for your performances
like
in Wiesenburg.
School again.
Yeah.
No, you have the chance to.
I'll say him.
Ah, okay.
It's like a good eight. He's 8 out of 10.
Good eight.
You, my friend, is like a six.
Six.
It's not that bad. I heard it was worse.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.